Tuesday morning, and Tuesdays around this time, we talk money matters with Michelle Gravel. Michelle, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Doing well. And Jim Burden from the Gravel's office. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It's kind of funny. We plan ahead what we're going to talk about each week, and we were going to talk about this a few weeks ago when other things came up, and so we have been putting off today's topic, which happens to be procrastination. I just thought that was funny that we've put it off and put it off.
Yeah, and putting it off and putting it off.
Now it's time to finally talk about it. This is one of those things where, you know, everybody knows that they need to talk to their financial planner, but oftentimes they put off even getting a financial planner.
That's true. You know, it's funny, Paul, too, with all the volatility that we've had in the market, and Friday we closed up over 25,000 again back into that territory. With the, you know, correction that we had that was quite volatile, we didn't get a lot of calls because we do conservative long-term financial planning for people. But we did get some calls from people, particularly people invested in their 401ks at work or that type of thing that have investments outside, calling and saying, what should we do, what should we do? And, you know, don't jump off the ledge, stay, right. I'll come in, off the ledge, into the building. And that's what we're here for, is to help people. It's an ongoing relationship. And but it's always, you know, when fear strikes that people are making those phone calls. But really what you need to do is stop procrastinating about sitting down with a financial advisor and looking at the long-term future so that you're not calling at the last minute. You already have a game plan in place.
Yeah. Yeah, Jim, it's so important to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had a very nice period. 2017 was the first year ever where the S&P 500 finished with a gain every single month. So it's been pretty comfortable. So there really hasn't been any anxiety per se where people get motivated to go in and meet an advisor. But I've mentioned this before. When things are going well, that's when you want to start looking for an advisor. And everybody likes to talk about money. But when you start talking about your own money, it can get awkward.
Yeah.
And when you discuss it with an advisor that you feel comfortable with, we help you with that.
It is funny, and we've talked about this before, that in this age of oversharing where we have very little that we don't like to talk about when it comes to our health and our relationships, money is that one thing that people still really cringe about talking about.
So true. Very, very true. And the one thing is, confidentially is assured if you sit down and talk with us. There's no question about that. And once you start talking about it, because it is almost as important as your health, but it's right up there because you don't want to outlive your money. If your health is going great, you need your money to keep up with it. And one of the things we find, too, why people might procrastinate sitting down with a financial advisor with us is, if spouses are not necessarily on the same page, and we find that a lot where they are on the same page of everything else, but when it comes to money, maybe one is a little bit more of a saver than the other, or one has a longer term goal for retirement than another, or some little things, or how much are you going to give the children? Are we going to give the children money now or later? You know, just different things. And what you'll find when you sit down, and I've been doing this for 25 years. You know, I'm sort of a marriage counselor too.
Sure.
Because when you sit down, we find that really people are closer to being on the same page than they think once we are able to look at everything and give options that satisfy both spouses or significant others' needs or whoever you're partnering in business, whatever. Usually you can come to a common ground if enough alternatives and options are put before you to make some informed decisions.
Yeah. And money is at the root of all the decisions that you're going to make, really, about your family and retirement and college and all those things.
Sure. Paul, you made a good point about, you know, our culture now, the oversharing. You know, Google is not a financial advisor.
Right.
When we sit down with people,
he's not a doctor.
you don't know what you don't know. So if you can't Google the right thing, then you're not necessarily going to learn what you need to learn. And when you sit down with an advisor and you get comfortable with an advisor, we can ask the questions and you can take advantage of our experience. And, you know, we've met with and we know and have a lot of clients, so we can give you a perspective that you might get a little tunnel vision on in your own right. But, you know, trying to do the self-help is There's only 24 hours in a calendar day, so self-help is handy, but you still have to get to it. And well, we can put a plan together for you to give you some direction.
And everybody is different. You know, Google has, they'll direct you to some general ideas of about money, but not specific to your individual case.
You know, it's helpful, and it's good that you're informed, and it makes our meetings much more productive, but it's not the total solution.
Well, and there's no such thing as a silly question. People constantly will say, you know, this might sound silly, but there's no such thing as a silly question.
So if you have been procrastinating getting an appointment with the Gravels, now would be the time to do it. We'll let everybody know how they can do that. But, Michelle, do you have a money-saving tip for us today?
I do. Since people are starting to plan for taxes, if you haven't already gotten that done, a lot of people are still in the middle of that up through April 15th. One thing you want to make sure you take a look at if you haven't already done so is make sure you have all your IRAs in order to bring to your accountant, or if you're doing it yourself, to diversify or to clarify, I should say, between Roth IRAs, regular IRAs. Make sure you have a cost basis on your traditional IRAs in your tax situation so that when you start to take money out, you can have an easy way to track what you already paid taxes on so you're not end up paying taxes on the full amount.
All right. Good advice.
And we can help you do that if that sounds confusing.
Well, and so if somebody does want the Gravels office to help with that or any other money matters, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Sure, Paul. You know, much more gets said than actually gets done. So give us a call and we can get you started. You can reach us through any Tri-County Bank branch at the radio station, WPHM, or our toll-free number, 800-668-7135.
All right. Good stuff, guys. Appreciate your time as always. Have a great week. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
Michelle Gravel and Jim Burton from the Gravel's office with us Tuesdays around this time. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only, not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing.